7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Okay, this is weird, but whatever. Are we in for some more business? And here we go. The current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time, oh yes, once again, to begin an extraordinarily something episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, hello, it's true. My name is Tobe. No, I'm looking for owls.
Oh, cool. Okay.
There's a bunch of them down here.
Okay.
I don't know if you could hear all that, but some of the ladies walking by.
Oh, I think I see one. So is that maybe, might be leaves.
Oh, that clump? Yeah. We're looking for owls. I'm down at the creek. I'm down at the creek, and a couple ladies are walking by. And I was asked if I was doing a geo thing, and I wonder if that was a geocache question. There is probably a geocache down here. It wouldn't surprise me one bit at all. But as you heard, I explained that I was looking for owls. Not entirely true, but that usually goes over best. All right, here's what you need to know. I'm walking around on the lawn looking into the trees for owls, but we're going to go under the canopy now. There's been a strange shift in the weather, which explains why I slept so weird and why I'm so sinusy today, so you get to listen to lots and lots of sniffles. Let's get under here, and we're going to check for some golf balls, because it's been hot and dry for the last couple days. We might be able to get down into the creek. I'm already being hit up by bugs and walking through webs on my nose block. A nose blocked the web. So I'm thinking we got to go down to the creek. Oh man, mosquitoes everywhere. Oh, go. Oh yeah, look how dry it is. All the dirt is dry. The creek, ooh, I think I see a green golf ball. I'm not at the best angle yet, but yeah, I can tell that the creek is much lower than it has been in probably a few months. Ooh. Let's get up there to the edge. See what's going on. It's quiet down here. It's quiet down here today. Oh, wow. There's a lot of golf balls in the water. We got, there's something up there too. We're going down. We got a green. We got an orange over there. An orange over there. A pink in the mudslide. There's been animals in here digging in the loam right here. There's a red or something up there. Are we going to need a stick? It's buggy. It's really buggy today. Did I bring a paper towel? Yeah, wow. There goes a ball into the trees, I just heard. Let's see what we can get. And I can tell you what we're going to get. We're going to get dengue fever or something, because there's just mosquitoes. I can't find any good sticks, and the balls are over the water, but blah blah blah. Okay, let's go over here and look for a stick instead. Ooh. it's a little bit cooler today, and it's overcast, so it's not, you know, 36 degrees. Although they said it was going to be, it's not. I want to come down here and look at this part of the creek. Yeah, we could probably walk downstream. There's a white golf ball. Yeah, I'm not sure, but it looks like there's been somebody digging in the sandbar. Probably some kind of dude. All right, let's focus on these golf balls and get out of here before all the mosquitoes try to kill me. Is this our stick? This is probably our stick. Okay, Tobe has a stick. Tobe is very dangerous. All right. Oops, gonna use the stick to knock that web out of my way so I don't take it in the face. And down into the creek bed we go. Oh, it's mosquito-y. Oh, it's buggy. There's some Mati footprints here. And mosquitoes in my face with my stick. I can actually, stick is not strong enough. Stick is gonna break. Crick, crick. So many damn mosquitoes. I can reach the pink ball. I don't know why I'm doing this. I have set the pink ball free. Now, if I can just knock it through the water, there's an obstruction. Okay. We'll leave it because I can't see it through the obstruction. There's a stick underwater or something. And so we're going to go over here to this green ball. Yeah, okay, I knocked it into a spot where I can reach it. Washa, washa, washa. It's so muddy. Bugs everywhere. Gotta get this less muddy before I put it in my pocket. It's a Max Fly. Number 3. It's kind of alright. Somebody's else been down here. I'm going to let somebody else go after those oranges. I can see that pink now, so we're going to go back to the pink. Aha, yes, I see. We just need to pull it my way a little bit. Oh, I think I just heard another ball come in. Something hit the trees over there. Cannot get this pink ball. There it is. Got it. Bringing it up on shore. What have we got here? It's pretty nice, whatever it is. Wash a little mud off. It is a top flight. Number 4, pink glossy. Oh, bug on my head, not good. Mati footprints in the mud bar. I can reach the orange. Mosquitoes in my ears. We're gonna push the orange up. Boom! We got ourselves damn bugs. We got an orange. Wash it off. A little bit more. I hear angry birds now. Does that mean there are owls about? I do not know. Ball goes into pocket. Moving upstream. Okay, white ball, white ball, white ball, white ball. Are we going to be able to go over the picnic table, or should we approach from the other end, the other direction? Let's go up here and check. Oh, right here, in a spot where water has cut the mud bar in half. Ugh, there's a red. Washa, washa, washa. Bugs in my face. Ah, mosquito in my eye. Ugh. We got ourselves a red Volvic number 3. Doesn't appear to be anything in the deep end. Can I step on that mud? Can I step on this mud? I'm trying to figure out how to get over to another red ball. We're gonna have to lose the stick. Just dropping the stick. Now, we gotta take a big step. I think I heard an owl. I think I heard baby squee. I think I heard squee. There's a tree up on the golf course. Okay. The big step now. Risky? Probably. But we're going for it. And one, two, three, go. Oh, we're good. I think we're good. I think we're good. White ball in the deep water here. Don't care. Now we gotta go over the picnic table. Can we do it the easy way? Maybe. On three. Three! Yes. Complete and utter success on my part. There's a ball in the water here. It looks really strange. It's a... Oh. Because it's only half of a golf ball. It is half of a Volvic number one red. It has been hit by a lawnmower on the golf course, and part of it got knocked into the creek here. So what I'm going to do is, I'm just going to place it on the mud, broken side down. This is just cruel. So that I'm going to put a little dollop of mud on it so that somebody, the other golf ball collectors, will see it and get really excited, and then boom, denied. Oh my God, Tobe, you're such a jerk face. Dude, I know, right? Oh. Anyway, am I walking through the creek here? Yeah, I'm going to have to step on some water. There's a damp zone. I'm looking up on the far bank. I hear weird bird sounds. Now that was trut, 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 trut. What the hell was that? On the far bank, there appear to be no golf balls, which is vaguely shocking. Okay. Now I have to make this treacherous fording. There's a ford right here. And, that came off well. I do not feel any water seeping up into my socks. That's good. Who is that? Who's that up there? Is there somebody? There's a lot of bugs. What we got is a hell of a lot of bugs. And they are trying to kill me. They're trying to kill me by exsanguination. So I'm going to climb up this giant pile of bark. And, stick got me there. And I'm going to go back to where I started. Big blorp of owl poop right here. Somebody's been up in this branch. Yeah, time to get out of here. Although it's not extraordinarily hot, it's probably like 24 degrees, maybe a little bit less. What is that? What is that little dude running up the hill? I think I just saw a baby bun. Where's that baby bun? I saw a baby bun run up the hill here. He went broom, broom, broom. He was very fast. He was very speedy. And where's my baby bun? I don't see him up here. He's hiding under leaves. All right. Ugh, bugs. I am walking out of the canopy, wondering if that was at all worth it. Like I said, now I'm utterly exhausted. And I've lost a lot of blood. But I have four golf balls. Nice ones, but muddy. Pink, red, orange, and green. A hell of a day in the creek. Doodly doot doo. All right. So, what do you think we should do now? Yampasa! All right. The toy doll's doing wipe out there. Very cool. Very, very cool. So, what you need to know is that I am back in my home. And I'm taking a risk here. I'm gonna see if this tea is too hot to drink. Let's find out. Nope, it's just about right. Oh yeah. Oh, I'm drinking Longjing today. Yeah. And that's the Lion Hill. The Lung Ching Longjing. It's so delicious. I'm so happy. I'm a happy camper. I've been drinking lots of delicious things lately, including last night when I had a delicious cola-flavored soft drink carbonated beverage. Oh, because it's time for the Open Mic Report. Yes, hello, and welcome to the Open Mic Report. Today is Tuesday, which means two things. Today is Taco Day, and last night I went to the Open Mic at the Shakedown Street Tavern in Benson, Omaha, Nebraska. So that was fun. And so now we shall have a report of that. So yesterday afternoon I thought, oh yeah, today's Monday. I should check the schedule. I should check the Open Mic schedule and see who's going to be playing tonight. So I called up the schedule, which is, of course, on Spider-Cat's Facebook page. Yo. And I started looking at it, and kicking off was going to be Zaya, and then somebody else, and then somebody else, and then, no, yeah, after the second person, then it was going to be Kalsa and Juniper. They've done duets before, and I said yes, because that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to go up there to see Juniper and talk to her and see if she's into, you know, like old time music, because I could point her towards other resources. And then I saw on the schedule that she was going to play solo about a half an hour later, and I thought, oh, okay, great, it's double Juniper night, I'll go up there and I'll see what's going on. And then everything else was, it just kind of, the schedule just sort of petered out. There was not much of anything else on it at all. So I said, okay, well, should I go up? Yeah, I gotta talk to Juniper, but there's no Silk Nights or anything. So I spent the afternoon just messing around here, kind of trying to clean some stuff, and oh, what else was I doing? You know, whatever I do. And then the time came around. It was time to go up to the barn. I was going to go a little bit late because I didn't need to see the first half hour. I just needed to see Juniper and all that. So I sort of started getting ready, and I thought, oh, I better check the schedule again, see if anybody else has signed up. So I went back to the little website-y thingy, whatever that Facebook thing is, and the schedule got changed. The schedule got changed a lot. And I said to myself, ooh, was ist los? What has happened here? Oh, what? And it turns out that a couple people canceled, including Juniper and her friend. And so guess who was going to fill the time instead? That's right, the Silk Knights. Yay! So I was extra bonus happy. So I went up there a little bit late, got there at 8:30, just in time to see the Silk Knights starting to set up. And I went, yes, Silk Knights, all right. And I walked up to the bar, because I went in the back door. And I looked up on the ceiling, and I noticed that the bartender had stapled the 800 million yuan note that I gave her last week to the ceiling. Because that's where all the big tips are. Even though there's lots of $1 bills up there, I don't know what's going on, but... And I don't know why you'd want to staple your money to the ceiling. I don't think that's really the best investment. I don't think stapling money to your ceiling is going to draw any more interest than, say, just digging a hole and putting your money in the hole. But I'm not a banker. I don't even understand what money is. Except it's the thing I need to get synth. And also tacos. And, you know, mango agua frescas. So, the bartender was busy, so I just went into the other room, where there was nobody other than the Silk Knight setting up. And so I sat on the other side of the bar, and the bartender saw me, and without saying anything or doing anything, she just started to get my drink. The next thing I know, 2 seconds later, she's just putting it on the counter, and I was like, yes, cola flavored carbonated soft drink beverage for Tobe. And I said, oh, thank you, and I gave her $1, and her name is Rachel. And I took a couple sips of my beverage and I sat over at a table because the stools at the bar aren't level and so you just sort of wobble back and forth and I find that highly annoying. But everything in the damn bar wobbles. Nothing. I don't know if the floor's not level or if all the legs are short, but most of the tables wobble. Most of the chairs wobble. It's a very wobbly bar, as you can probably expect. This place is just so, I don't know how to describe it. Yes, it is a dive bar. Is it crappy? Well, yeah, it's crappy, but it's sort of cool in that, oh look, it's like antique crappy. It's like what somebody thought in 1959, like what the 70s were gonna be. Right? So it's sort of 70s, but it, you know, misses along that ecliptic plane that leads into another dimension, a reality that we didn't get to. You know the feeling. And then that feeling was, you know, completely and utterly amplified because the Silk Knights started to play. They started to play their slightly off. The loopers aren't synced up, but it's close enough, and it's extraordinarily creative, and they did a very long set. They had to fill time. Oh, I should mention that when I was driving to the bar, I saw Zaya walking down the street with his guitar around his neck and his buddy carrying his amp. And I was like, Zaya! He was right on the corner of, 61st and Blondo. So anyway, great set by the Silk Knights. They did some songs I hadn't heard, and they did a couple of improvisations, which turned out to be just so ridiculously good. It wasn't even funny. And the funny thing is, I think I was the only one there. No, I wasn't the only one there. There was a guy who played earlier who hung out for a while. He hung out for about half their set. There was another guy. And then there was two people in the bar. There might have been other people at the bar, but they left, because by the time I left, it's only me, the other guy, and two people at the bar, not including the band and the bartender, an additional 4 people. So, yeah, I just had the funnest time listening to their just crazy great music. I just love this band. I don't know why. And Spider Cat was super cute. She had her hair in twin tails. I think some people in America refer this as to pigtails. This would be one miniature or slightly smaller ponytail on each side of the head. But she has really long hair, so she has really good twin tails. They call it twin tail in Japan, so I prefer twin tail over pigtail, because they're not pigtails. A pigtail is very short. I'm talking about an actual tail on a pig. A pigtail is very short, and it's very curly. This is not what twin tails are. Twin tails are very long and very straight. I could do it with my hair, and I often threaten to do so, but I have yet. And she was also wearing one of those kind of like punk skirts that has suspenders, but she didn't put the suspenders over her arms. Over her shoulders. She's She's always got a different outfit on. I don't think I've ever seen her wear the same thing twice. Come to think of it. So anyway, I sat there. They played for a good 45 minutes, and then somebody else was going to come in and play. I don't know if he showed up, because he didn't show up by the time I was leaving. I decided to leave after the Silk Knights played, because there really wasn't anybody else on the schedule. It was going to be a mighty slow night. I probably should have taken an instrument or something up there. I could have just jumped on stage and just done whatever I wanted for as long as I wanted. It was kind of a slow night at the bar, which is okay. So then I came home, and what did I do when I came home? Was I watching sports, or was I watching science? The truth is, I think I was just watching Wuxia. I did see a great Wuxia movie. What was that called? It was a two-parter, though. Oh, yeah, but it was great. It was great. It follows the same old story, you know. I got this. I probably shouldn't talk about it. Anyway, it follows a popular pattern. You know, there's a boy from a rich and sort of noble family whose family had historical blah, 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 and blah. And the kid accidentally gets possessed by a demon. His parents die. His father dies, sealing the demon into the kid. And there's a lot of spitting up of blood. A hall vendor, some braziers being knocked over. An awesome monster, an awesome pig monster. A super cute noodle girl, and an old crazy guy who I think was me, like Chinese Tobe. He was that was what it was called, the Virtuoso. Look this up, the Virtuoso, Wuxia. And he conned the kid, but he's really secretly a deep master, and it was beautiful. Just like the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and this is the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me.
For me!
The end of the line!
Yes. Okay, what am I doing for food? Thank you.